Well, good evening, everybody. This is Donna Fox. You are listening to Akashic Wisdom. We are going to be talking about the Akashic Records live here on December 1st, 2013. Well, we're coming down to the last 31 days of 2013. And we just finished up a wonderful holiday of gratefulness and thankfulness. And I'd like you, and hopefully, during those days, the Thanksgiving holiday, and I understand that it is an American Thanksgiving holiday. However, I have comments that I want to mention about the Thanksgiving, and I also want to talk a little bit about gratefulness and Thanksgiving, etc. But before I do, I just want to just chat with you for a moment about what the Akashic Records are. For those people who have been listening for a while, you know that the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. And if you have not listened at all, this is a call-in talk show, and you can call in and ask pretty much whatever question you would like to ask, and we will move forward in helping you understand that. So because the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, it also means that it has information basically from the beginning of time and beyond. Even before there was recorded time, we have information about how humans chose to live their life. We also have, within the Akashic Records, you have to understand that on this planet, everything is vibration and frequency. And within the galaxy and within our universe, that is also true. So because everything is vibration and frequency, we track information into the Akashic Records through that vibration and frequency. And you also have to understand that the Akashic Records are a repository for all of that information. So as the actions which create vibration, as the words or the thoughts create the vibrations, you also are creating memories. You're creating future thoughts, future possibilities and probabilities, and again, those are all put in to the Akashic Records, and we want to talk about that. We want to talk about how the Akashic Records help you, how you can talk or ask questions about the Akashic Records. And so again, if you're a first-time listener, you want to think about the Akashic Records as a divine Google. It's a divine search engine that all I personally need to help you answer your questions or help you get insight is your current legal name and your question. All I need. Now, you can email me at info, I-N, F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. You can also call in and ask the questions live, and we are live tonight. So it is, if you're listening on December 1st, 2013, you are listening to a live program. Many times we do have rebroadcast programs, but today we're live. Again, my name is Donna Fox, and if you would like to talk to me personally, if you are in the U.S. or Canada, you can call us toll-free at 888-627-6008, or you can dial us direct if you like, if you're out of the country, at 530-413-4522. And here we are every Sunday night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, and the rest of it, you do the math. So what are we talking about today? I want to just chat with you for a moment, and I will always bring forth messages from the Akashic Records so that we have greater insight in our lives. When I pause, it's because I'm listening to what the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records are saying. I've been doing this for over 17 years now, and the Akashic Records, I'm not channeling. I'm not using third eye energy. I don't consider myself a psychic. Typically, futures don't come forward. It's really more about information in the here and now and how you can make your life better. So the energy source that we are using or that we are accessing with the Akashic Records is the heart chakra as well as the crown chakra. So it is not third eye energy. The reason that's important is because a lot of times people want to ask about the futures and what the future, what it says in the Akashic Records about the future. And you have to understand that there are many probabilities and possibilities within the Akashic Records based on our soul's agenda for this lifetime. So we have many choices, and the choice or any of the choices we make today create the future in the tomorrow, and then the tomorrow and tomorrow. So the choices you make today create your future tomorrow. And again, what's true today may not be true tomorrow because of your choices. So what my work has been centered around is helping people understand what their choices are, what their core issues are for feeling stuck, if you will, at times, to get a greater knowledge of their own greatness and their own personal style, and to get a better understanding of why their life has worked the way it has, and et cetera. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, you have almost an hour to call in and ask the questions possibly that you've always wanted to get more insight in. Like, why did fill-in-the-blank happen in my life? Or I'm trying to make a decision on what to do. How can I make the best decision regarding, and et cetera? Or please give me insight into the action steps to help heal whatever situation or a hurt or a burden that you cannot seem to release, or a pattern that you want to understand more about. Why have I created this pattern, what, and you name the pattern, whatever that might be, in my life? And so it's all of those things can be answered by the Akashic Records. And this past weekend finished a wonderful Level 1 Akashic Records workshop, and I would like to say hello to those folks who were involved, and that would be Iris and Mariah and Denise and all those folks that were unseen that were there helping us. It was a very small class. It was Thanksgiving weekend. But know that you are able to, you know, to come to a class, whether there are 3 people, whether there are 15 people, and you will get exactly what you need from that time together. And you learn how to access your own records and use them in pretty much every area of your life. So today I would like to just kind of bring forth a commentary, if you will, about being thankful and about our Thanksgiving holiday and what does that mean for you? You know, if you've listened before, you know that we talk a lot about gratefulness and moving into appreciation and moving into gratitude for the life you have. And it's really important that when we have a holiday or a special time that we put aside to examine our blessings, please note the timing of all this. You know, a lot of times we just kind of go along and we think, oh, well, Thanksgiving, and then we get Christmas, and then we have New Year's, and then starts a new year, and everyone gets caught up in, you know, dinner and food and presents and buying and charging and Black Friday and all those things that have absolutely nothing to do with us moving within ourselves to find the gratitude, to find the joy, and to find the meaning of what this time has been set aside for. Now, there's many folks out there that actually refuse to celebrate Christmas because they will tell you that is not Jesus' birth, that Jesus was born in the spring, if you do the math. And there's other people out there that are celebrating Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and a whole variety of different belief systems that are important at this time. And so what we really want to know, what I'd like to know, is how did you celebrate your holiday? And what specifically have you chosen to be grateful for as we bring in the new year? You know, and the reason that's important is because we work with, you know, New Year's resolutions, etc. But we also have to know not only what we're grateful for, and not only what we want our life to look like, and not only what we want our life to look and feel like, but also what we want to eliminate and no longer have within our life. And during the workshop today, there was a great question. And the question was, how does prayer work? How does prayer work? And so when I do a workshop or I do a consultation with someone, I really don't remember what I say as an answer. But this question, I remember the question. And so I'm going to answer based on what the master's teachers and loved ones, I'm going to tell you exactly what I hear or see or feel based on what they're sharing with me about how prayer works. And again, we're talking vibration and frequency. But we're also talking about when a person takes the time to actually use their own words in prayer. Now, I'm not talking about the prayers that are already written from the various belief systems. I'm speaking in this particular case, specifically about your prayer to your divine, whatever that divine might be. And when you speak from your heart, what you're really doing is asking for acknowledgement and asking for more love. And you're asking to be seen and also to be heard. Now, remember, again, everything in our in this particular realm, and I would venture also what I'm hearing is throughout the cosmos, is based on vibration and frequency. That when you put out the vibration and frequency of a plea, a request, the underlying vibration is one of requesting more love, attention, and asking very much to be acknowledged. And when you do that, it is helpful to also offer love, attention, and acknowledgement. So one of the first things we would say is that prayer is a partnership of combining vibrations and frequencies from all parts of your being that connect with the divine part of the universe that is really not separate from you. So when you quote-unquote pray, you may think you're praying to an outside source, but the prayer actually is a prayer to the inside source. Now, we, in many cases, have been raised to believe that God is the beginning and ending of all things, and I'm not denying that. What I am saying, though, is that what I'm hearing is that when we pray to God, because we are a part of that wonderful entity or being, because everything is connected in the universe, we're actually praying to ourselves for more love, more acknowledgement, more strength to create and manifest that which we most desire or need in that moment. And when we can actually be aware that we are more in control than we ever give ourselves credit for, and when we can admit and acknowledge that we are partners with our divinity and our divine, that we move together to create, when we actually feel that partnership, then we can manifest what we truly desire. If we continue to operate under the belief system that there is something outside of us that is controlling us, rather than acknowledging that we are partnering with our own divinity, then we're always, in many cases, feeling less than. Because the human part of us has not been raised to feel worthy, divine, loved, acknowledged, and worthy. And so it is our job to recreate the love we came in with. You know, babies, you're not going to see a baby that feels less than, because they don't have a concept of it. It's not until we get old enough to understand logic or old enough to understand the meaning behind a negative look or raised voice that we start doubting who we are and our worth. So it's important. There was a statement in a movie. The movie was called Resurrection, and it wasn't a religious movie so much as it was a reaffirmation of the faith in divinity, if you will. But it was made in the 70s, and it was with Ellen Burstyn and Sam Shepard and other wonderful characters. It's an excellent movie if, in fact, you have a chance. I strongly recommend that you watch this movie called Resurrection. In that movie, and I'm not going to even tell you about how the outcome or whatever, but let's just say that because of a traumatic circumstance that happens in Ellen Burstyn's character's life, she becomes much more aware of the ability of connecting with the divine that assists humanity. And it's a story about her journey of actually being criticized and and it's even more than criticized. It's really about almost like people throwing rocks at her God-given abilities. But anyway, there is a part in the movie where her grandmother says to her, "If we could only love each other the way we say we love him." if you watch the movie for no other reason, but you really look at what is in your heart. It's a really wonderful movie, and it's quite compelling. And so as this holiday season begins, and as your day-to-day life continues, not just the holiday, but also within your life, whether you believe in one God, if you believe in Jesus, whether you believe in Allah, whether you believe in Buddha, it doesn't make any difference what deity you're believing in. If you profess that you love this deity, it is incumbent of you, it is required that you seek out how to love yourself the way you say you love that deity. Again, whether it's Kuan Yin or Mary or all the other wonderful deities that have been available to us over the centuries. This is not about a belief system of a particular deity so much as it is a concept that in order for you to be able to truly love and trust a universal energy that means only good for you, an energy of love that is willing to work with you, to manifest for you. It is important that you move into the practice of loving yourself, or attempting to love yourself, even for 5 minutes a day, and allowing it to grow. Now, another thing that happened within this past workshop is we did some work with a book by Marcy, I think it's Shmirov. I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong. I apologize. And it's called Love for No Reason. And what we did as a group is we had our own personal records open, and we started out by asking the question to the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records, what is the message, or what does a group need to know at this time? And then just opening the book, and with the first thing that our eyes saw is what we quoted. And then from that statement, each one of us just journaled an answer as well as a commentary, and then we all shared what our commentary was. And the beautiful part about this particular exercise was that even though there were differences in the take on the quote or the paragraph that came forward, there was an essence of sameness and similarity that could not be missed. And so during this one part, it was talking about self-criticism and the inner critic. And she was talking about the inner critic being the mean girl. And when I kind of moved into my records and moved into what my commentary from the Akashic Records, or my own personal commentary, and the records then commented on my personal commentary. And this is all done by journaling. And we're journaling exactly what comes to us. It's not like automatic writing. It's just about a profound sense of expanding our consciousness so we see a bigger picture than what we have typically allowed ourselves to see. And so my comment was, my inner critic is not just a mean girl, it's a squad. And I know that many, it's a squad of mean girls. It's almost like they're cheerleader mean girls. And I have a sense that the folks that are listening, you really understand what I mean. It's like we walk around with this mean girl concept, or this mean boy, or and for me, like I said, it's a whole squad. It's like a cheerleader sometimes of inner critics. Now, even though I've been working with the Akashic Records for 17 years, it doesn't mean that I have perfected being human yet. That's the joy of being curious about how to work through your stuff. And then when you work with the records, it kind of gives you commentary. So what the records told me, that was my commentary, and what the records said is what I needed to create is a love chorus. I needed to neutralize the mean girls, or the squad of them, and I needed to create and open myself up to the love chorus that is available to me. And so what I'm asking of you, ladies and gentlemen, is to open yourself up to your own love chorus and allow your heart to be opened. Allow your mind to look at all the magic that is around you, that allows you to move forward in your life in a way that maybe yesterday you couldn't see. And if it's too much for you to change that quickly or that strongly, then allow yourself to move into changing or shifting or looking at how you can incorporate your own love chorus. The reason this is important is because we can no longer afford to be numb to our feelings. We can no longer afford to push our critics aside and yet operate as if what they're saying is true. So just think about that. Think about those possibilities. Think about how you would like to create your own love chorus. Or possibly you want to call in and talk about or ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones how you can create your own love chorus. And if you're in the U.S. and Canada, you can dial 888-627-6008. If you're in, if you want to dial direct, our country code is 011. And if you want to call direct, great. It's 530-413-4522. You're listening to Donna Fox on Akashic Wisdom from bbsradio.com. And I welcome you to the program. So your calls and your comments are so, so important. Now, I know I had a question here a few weeks ago. I had lost some time. I actually had a very odd experience with space and time. And the question from the listener was, did I ever get any information on the lost time that I had and what happened within that missing time? There's a lot of personal information that I'm not choosing to share right now. However, what I will tell you is that particular situation of lost time had to do with me moving into a clearing and actually being in a different dimension. And that dimensional shift was brought with it its own information of which I'm not ready to share right now. It's still being processed. Some of it is very personal, and it also encompasses information as to what my deepest desires or what I have kind of contracted for as my next steps in service to humanity. So it will become more clear as the days and the months go on, and as I receive information, I may identify it as part of the missing time, or it may come forth as just a wonderful new idea about things. So we are talking about how to create your own love chorus within yourself. And the love chorus is comprised of cheerleaders, that are supportive, that are excited about your successes, that want to tell you how wonderful you are, how to tell you how magnificent you are. And if you have a hard time with that, you can, you know, either, I do have one of those CDs. The CDs is called Remembering Your Magnificence. I heard it again today. We played it during the workshop. And it really, when the master's teachers and loved ones told me it was going to be the teddy bear, the new millennium, it's so true. It's about, not because it's for children, but because it is for children, and it is for adults, it is for people, whether you're 100 or a newborn babe, you will get benefit from this CD helping you remember your magnificence. And so CDs are $18, and there is a $5 charge for shipping and handling. I also have two other CDs. One is on forgiveness, and these are all brought forward specifically from the Akashic Records. Not a word has been changed in translation. For the Akashic Records, for the Remembering Your Magnificence, I literally wrote down everything they told me. I didn't change a word of it. And for the other two CDs, one is forgiveness, and it's a forgiveness audio workbook that helps you understand more about how to forgive yourself and others. And then there's also there's a CD called The Wisdom Place that has meditations, whether or not you know how to open your own Akashic Records or not. It's there for you, and you can actually purchase the three CDs for $30 plus shipping and handling, and I think that shipping and handling would be like $6. But you can get all three, and normally the individual ones are $18, so you can get them all three for $30. So if that's something that you would like to do for the holidays to help yourself, find yourself, to help yourself move deeper into yourself, to help yourself, or if you have newborn babies that are around or little children, playing Remembering Your Magnificence is a wonderful way to help them remember home. It is not does not have any belief systems as far as from a religious point of view. It does have the word God in it. It does mention angels. But most importantly, it's probably one of the most loving things I've ever heard. And it's not just because I partnered with the Akashic Records Master's Teachers and Loved Ones to create it, but it's about opening your heart. We all have a hard time loving ourselves, but it's because we really need to create that love chorus, and that's what this, I truly believe, that this CD helps you do. So that's what's being brought forward today. So again, you know, I would love to talk to you. This program is so much richer when you call in with your questions or your comments or your experiences. And again, that toll-free number is 888-627-6008. Or you can call direct at 530-413-4522. And so now I'm going to tell you what my deepest wish is for the new year. I want to have this radio program syndicated. I would like to be able to be, whether it's on Sirius XM radio, whether it's on this information coming from the Akashic Records needs to go out to as many people as possible. So if you know anybody out there that is interested in working with me to help syndicate this show in one way or another and hone it and get it, syndication ready, I would love to talk to you. You can call me personally also. You can call me on, again, off time when we're not on the program, at 216-691-1233. And that is attached to an answering machine, as well as if I'm at my desk, I can pick it up. But so you can call day or night. It's not going to disturb anybody, so not to worry. Okay, again, it's 216-691-1233. And so now here in Ohio, it is 11:37, and I would love to just share with you that I'm so appreciative that you're listening, and I'm so appreciative that you are out there. I'd like to just make a comment on Diane. I just got your email, and I would like to talk to you offline about that. We can certainly work that out. Okay. So, what I do want to say is that you are deeply loved. You are deeply honored in this universe. All of you, every single person, not just that's listening, but everyone in your family. And it's really about you honoring them as well. And it's also honoring yourself. It's all about creating a beautiful chain of love. It's like when you honor you, you honor them, and then they honor somebody else. And it's all about creating this wonderful network of not just light beings or light seekers, but the ones that are ready to stand in their own power and acknowledge being a love seeker. Again, not from a sexual point of view, but from a point of view of loving and caring. And for those folks who have a hard time figuring out even what love is, give me a call. Let's talk. Email me. We do have classes coming up in January and in February to learn how to access your own Akashic records. And in December, we're going to be coming out with some great specials that I'll be sharing with you next week for people who want to actually experience consultations. And I'll tell you about one of them. One consultation it's the old buy one, get one for half. So if you and a friend of yours want to come together for a consultation, you certainly can do that. You don't have to have it at the same time, but if you both schedule at the same time and pay at the same time, you can purchase one for the $135, and the second one would be half price. So that's what you want to, if that's something that you were interested in doing, you can pay the $135 and the $67.50. I think that's possibly what it probably is. And just send me one check for those two, and then you can split that total amount. So that's what I would like to offer you, is buy one, get one at half price. You just have to find a friend that wants to be able to do that with you. And it's pretty easy because it comes out to $202, and so that's like basically getting a consultation for $100 each. And that's one of the specials that we're going to be coming out with. And I hope that is helpful to you. And I want you to know, more than anything, that this work is important. If, in fact, you are out there and you don't have the dollars, call me. We'll work something out. No one should be prevented from having this information or for being able to receive information to better their life because of money. Okay, so please know that. For those people who enjoy the program and would like to honor the program and the process, you would like to donate to this program to keep it on the air, that'd be great. All you have to do is if you have a PayPal account, send money to info@akashicwisdom.com. Once you get on PayPal, that's the email you use to send money. So in this time of holiday giving and receiving, we hope that you have found value in listening to Akashic Wisdom on a weekly basis. And I hope that you've told your friends about it, because the more folks who listen, the more folks we can help. So right now it is 11:42 in Ohio. I will wait until 11:45 for a question. And with that, if in 3 minutes we don't have somebody calling in, I'm going to bid you a good night and lots of love in your life. And I will be back here next Sunday night. So again, at 11:45, I'll be signing off, unless, of course, we have a wonderful caller that calls in and asks a question about what we've been talking about tonight, or possibly another question that can help them in their life, help them move forward from where they are now to where they want to be. The other possibility also exists is that if you are living in a town or you have a spiritual group that would like to know more about the Akashic Records, please know that I travel all over the country. I'm willing to travel internationally to speak to any group that is willing to host me, and certainly willing to talk to you about setting up a class or consultations or whatever in your city. So please give me a call. I'm actually creating my schedule for 2014 as we speak, and so I would love to include your city or your group in my plans for 2014. Because 2014 feels like a very, very good year. I think there's going to be a lot of changes. And again, I don't do futures. This is just a gut feeling about what's happening and what's coming. I know there's a lot of, people are gloom and doom about the economy and this, that, and the other. But I've got to tell you, my sense is that we've got wonderful things coming to us. And I think it's important that we hold on to that idea that wonderful things are coming to us. Because what you believe and what I believe, and if we all believe that something awful is going to happen, guess what? We can create it with mass consciousness. The same way we can make and create wonderful things happening with mass consciousness. And one of the things that I know to be true for myself is that I've always been taken care of, and I always will be taken care of. And it's not up to me even to understand how it works. I just have to know that it works. And so I encourage you to start increasing your faith and increasing your desire to expand out your feelings of caring and compassion for yourself and others. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is 11:45 here in Ohio, and I want to say I hope you have a wonderful, miracle-filled week. I want to tell you how much I deeply appreciate you listening, and I look forward to talking with you next weekend, same time, same station. And again, if you'd like to speak to me privately, you can call me direct at 216-691-1233, or you can email me at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. So, for those people that have been listening, thank you so much. If, in fact, you're listening and this has been a recorded program and you're not listening live, thank you also. But that doesn't stop you from emailing me or calling me with a question. Please do that. Okay, have a great weekend. And so we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on bbsradio.com by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed of the show. Amen. Again, have a miracle-filled week, ladies and gentlemen, and know your divinity within you is pure, beautiful, and loving. Namaste. Bye-bye.